I'm joined today by Dr. Susanna Banerjee. He's a consultant medical oncologist at the Royal Marsden. Thank you for joining us today, Susanna.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, tell us about this very special trial that's been going on.
PARP inhibitors are a targeted therapy that has transformed the treatment for women with newly diagnosed ovarian cancer. And these progress can only happen thanks to patients taking part in clinical trials and the support of their families, really helping push the cancer treatment boundaries. And also thanks to NIHR research support in the UK, so that more patients can participate and be offered such trials. So the SOLO 1 trial is an international trial, and we were one of the lead centres in the UK, the Royal Marsden NHS Foundation Trust, recruiting patients and offering this option for women with newly diagnosed ovarian cancer. So a bit of background: the main treatment for ovarian cancer is a combination of surgery and chemotherapy. And following that, it's really important to monitor patients to look out for any early signs of recurrence. So in this study, it was nearly 400 patients with ovarian cancer following surgery and chemotherapy were randomized within the trial to either placebo, which would have been standard of care, or this tablet called olaparib. And olaparib is a PARP inhibitor, which is a targeted cancer medicine, which can trigger cancer cell death, particularly in cancers that have a mutation in the gene called BRCA. And BRCA gene mutations really came to the forefront of public knowledge, thanks to Angelina Jolie, the actress who raised this some years ago. So BRCA mutations can increase the risk of certain cancers, such as ovarian cancer. So this affects around one in five women with advanced ovarian cancer may have this abnormality. And so patients with this abnormality were treated within this trial. And the practice-changing results I'd like to share with you. So for women in this study, the average time before cancer came back was around 13 months in the placebo arm. And there was a 70% improvement in that time before cancer coming back or death. And that meant that the average time was 56 months, so over 3.5 year improvement compared to those women that didn't have this treatment. And that led to the European approvals, the US approvals, and the Cancer Drugs Fund supporting patients to access this drug olaparib in this setting. So it's been really good news, and it was thanks to patients such as Priti Didakia, who you've interviewed, taking part in these trials, that has really changed the treatment for women going forward.
Susanna, thank you so much. Gosh, such a lot of information to take in there, and such wonderful steps forward, as you say. I just wanted to ask you, if people are concerned that they may be showing some signs of ovarian cancer, and it's crossed their mind, and I'm sure over the pandemic people have not wanted to maybe go to hospital and get it checked out, or they were any concerns at all, what would be your advice at this moment?
So a really important question. Pandemic or no pandemic, it's really important now that if we are feeling unwell, if we've got new changes that are persistent, for example, bloating or tummy pain, to talk to our GPs, to make sure we have an appointment. And there is a clear pathway of tests that need to be done. And it's really important that we get checked out. Being a woman myself as an oncologist, I know how difficult it can be in terms of going forward to the medical teams, highlighting if we're concerned about symptoms. But it's really, really important. Unfortunately, we don't have an effective screening program to date in ovarian cancer, unlike, for example, cervical cancer or breast cancer. And so it's really important to speak to our doctors to highlight if we're concerned.
Dr. Susanna Banerjee, thank you so much for your time today and best of luck with everything going forward.
Thank you very much.